Welcome to Uncensored Duo with Jen
and Sora. Get ready for unfiltered conversations,
bold opinions,
and everything in between.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
Hi.
So, Sora's not feeling 100 today.
There's something going on. So, everyone stay safe. Everyone stay warm. Because the whole world seems like it's going up in chaos right now.
A lot of prayers for a lot of people.
Do you want to start off?
Really starts with social media playing a huge part, I feel like. Because when we're growing up, yeah, we might think we're fat or we're a little big or we're a little small. Like, we need to eat more. We need to eat less. But once social media really hit, I feel like for us in the late starting college, social media was huge, more than just Facebook, but more than just a couple years into Instagram too, where everybody is showing their body.
And
you start, I feel like not everyone, but then it's very easy to compare. And so I do think it influences a lot, and also with ads. So just trying to understand what that role plays and how that affects you. But I think you have to really understand what being positive about your body really means. I think it's very self-explanatory. That's kind of how I see it. It's just loving yourself for where you are at this stage of your life, wherever you're at in your life.
Yeah, I think that's a huge thing.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just so proud of our bodies being able to, nurture a baby and have a baby here and then go through research says is the second most painful thing a human can go through. And the number one painful thing a person can go through is being burnt on fire. So, just so that you can kind of have an idea of how painful labor is, that's we just went through so much. And so your body is changing so much. And that's kind of a little insight of, I think, what influences body positivity or negativity. And for me, I have a couple goals when it comes to body positivity, because it's a lot, and it's okay if you get in your head, but you just got to get out of it. Like, just self-accepting where you're at, challenging yourself against the unrealistic beauty standards out there versus the ads, the media, people editing their bodies to be a certain way physically and on social media, and also improving your mental health. Like, just feeding yourself good things and telling yourself, you're beautiful no matter what. And then advocate for being inclusive.
I agree. So
those are really deep goals, obviously, when you think about it. But it's just supporting one another wherever you're at.
And also, ideal bodies has changed throughout time.
Yeah.
It's actually kind of crazy. It's just whatever is influence as the it body that everyone wants to achieve.
And I think it's in two different eras right now. Everyone either wants to be super, super slim, skinny, and then there's the slim, thick girlies.
Yeah.
And I was just talking to my cousin, she's an older cousin and they're in their 40s. And she was saying my cousin-in-law, he's super into boobs. But then I'm my husband's super into butt. So it's really also the generation that you're into. So it's what girls are trying to look a certain way for their husbands too. So it's a lot of, not that your husband would shame you. I would hope he or she partners don't shame you for whatever you're looking at that moment. But during different eras, there were different times where people were doing a lot of boob jobs because that was the thing, or a lot of BBLs because that was the thing, and then like getting your lips done because that was the thing, and now everyone's dissolving their lips, and it's just like, okay, when is it ever gonna stop? Like, you are good enough.
Actually, okay, that being said, with bodies being so different in timelines, so, like, in the 1920s, fuller breasts were super popular. Mm-hmm. And then if you go into the 1960s, that's when, like, really slender bodies started getting popular. And it just, like, it just keeps changing. You're never going to fit, like, the perfect thing. It has to be perfect to you mm-hmm. and what you're happy with. Because it's just changing consistently. And if you're going to keep trying to abide by the trend, no one's ever going to be happy.
So how do you deal with your body positivity or negativity that you're trying to overcome, if you are?
Okay, so my timeline with my body experience was I've always had body dysmorphia. I think I still do. Because there are certain things that I would look in the mirror and see about myself that I don't like or have, or that I've also communicated that I don't like. And I would have like a girlfriend be like, what are you talking about? That's not what I'm seeing at all. Like, I love that you look this way. I wish I had your body. And I'm like, oh, that's so funny. I wish I had your body. So it's very interesting when you like realize what you're seeing and what other people are seeing. When I got pregnant, I will say I really found a new love for my body. Like, I really loved my body during that time. I accepted it. I was fully like, this is it. I think it was also the aspect that I was like holding such precious life in me. I was like, oh, I'm not gonna hate this when it's holding you and when it's taking care of you and building you. But after she came out, I had told myself, and I've also, like, my mom warned me. She was like, hey, you're going to go through postpartum. Your body is not going to look the same. Like, I just want you to be prepared. So I was super prepared about my body looking differently. It's not going to be the same. So I was like, it's okay. And for, like, the first 3 months, I was like, yeah, this is fine. This is fine. But by the time it hit, like, the fourth or fifth month, I started really struggling. Because I was like, why is the weight not coming off? Why does it still look like this? It's been some time now, and you kind of forget about the love that you were having for yourself. Mm-hmm. So I think right now I'm just going through transitional phases where I am loving myself and loving my body for the way it is. I think I am beautiful. I think I am, like, you know, like, imperfectly perfectly made in God's image, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't hate the person I am. I think there's things I would like to do better.
Yeah.
And so it's just focusing on all aspects holistically. That's not just like, oh, I need to work out XYZ amount of times a week. It's like, I also was the healthiest I ever was. So I think body positivity to me started becoming a holistic thing, not just my outer image, but what is the inner body? What is, like, the inside of my body feeling? Is it healthy? Are you feeling strong? Like, are you well nourished? So I think that was a way to help me start getting out of looking at myself negatively from a physical aspect. And also, my body is different from your body, her body, their body, whatever. So even if I did the same workout, same eating, it's like unfair to kind of convince yourself that you're supposed to look this type of way. Mm-hmm. And also, money buys good bodies.
Working out's for the ghetto.
Like, it's just nowadays, it's like you can literally buy anything. It's so hard to compare yourself to that.
Yeah. I agree. It's kind of crazy because I feel the complete opposite of you with my pregnancy. I am very proud of my body and know what my body is going through, But during pregnancy, I think, especially with my first, he gave me a lot of acne. All the hormones messed me up. And so I was having a lot of acne. Nothing was working. Man, nothing. There was nothing I could do. Even changing my diet didn't help. It just didn't. And then the second time around, it's like my stretch marks didn't even go away yet. But I was happy that it was going away when I was going through postpartum. Like, everything was going away. All the fat, all the swelling, everything. I could see my jawline again for, like, 2 seconds before I got pregnant for the second time. I think, for me, it was during pregnancy. I wouldn't say hate. I think I'm proud. It's this weird mixed feeling that I can't even explain to anyone unless you go through pregnancy, that I'm so proud of my body. I am so lucky to be healthy. But man, do I wish I am not pregnant? Do I wish I don't have big boobs? Do I wish I wouldn't wish big boobs on anybody. I'm going to be completely honest. Like, this is not for the weak. It is tough having big boobs and being hot and sweaty all the time. It's a lot when I am my own self-motivation. And that's for me. I don't really compare myself to other people because in my mind, you probably edited yourself or you worked so hard to have that body that you're having that everyone admires. It's just twofold. It's just, am I going to work for it? Okay, I'm going to work for it. But my biggest motivation is me pre-baby. Mm. And I think for me, I know, like, time is going to heal, and obviously time is going to play a huge part in hand and working hard on my whatever body that I'm striving for after postpartum. It's just making sure that I'm taken care of, like you said, being healthy holistically. Am I eating well? Am I working out? Am I taking care of myself? Having enough water or steps in a day, having X amount of vegetables a week, things like that is way more important to me. Because now in my life, it's like, I want to live longer so I can be there for my children longer.
Yeah.
So it has nothing to do with what does Shen look like in like 5 years. It's like, how healthy am I going to be in 5 years? That's going to take me another 20, 30, 40 years with my grandchildren, future, hopefully. But yeah, I think that's like where I'm at. It's like, I hate pregnancy so much. And I think that that's why it plays a huge part in my postpartum journey of being like super happy. And I don't really go through the depression stage, and I don't really go through that, all that negative talk, because I have done anything to get out of this pregnant body. Like, just to feel like me again. It's so hard to explain. Because it's like the complete opposite of what Sora felt. It's like, so, yeah, that's kind of what my journey looks like. And I will have dreams of, like, me working out. I know I've said this before. But it's like, that's how much I crave it. And I would just look at past me, not trying to live in the past, but being like, that past me could potentially be future me too if I take care of myself and if I work for it. Probably not gonna be paying for it, but gonna be working for it. I'm gonna be completely honest.
Girl, it's, yeah, there's not much I could do right now. But with that being said, like, we talked about this, social media plays a huge part in body imagery, right? We can agree on that. How has social media and society affected you? Or has it?
Maybe when I was younger, if I'm going to be completely honest. Not so much right now. I'm in this stage of my life now where I don't even care to post. I'm just living in the moment. I don't have a lot of photos. Everyone keeps on saying, like, send baby photos of, like, my son, and I don't, because I don't have my phone on with me a lot when I'm with him. Mm-hmm. And, but prior to, I think definitely during that single phase, it's just, to be completely transparent, like, I was outside, like, my I was showing how good I looked all the time on social media. And it felt good when you had like all these likes or shares or saved or reposts or comments and everyone just, you know, boosting you up, I guess, and making you feel even better about yourself and your body and that you want to continue to maintain it. I think that played a huge part, but in terms of comparison, I think I'm pretty good at not comparing because I don't really care. Like, okay, I'm happy that that person looks really great. They either paid for it or they worked for it. But either way, they worked for it financially or physically. Mm-hmm. And I'm happy for them. It has nothing to do with what I want for myself. Because like Sora said before, people like this, people like that, people like small, people like medium, people like large. And you also have different body shapes that play a part too. Like if I had a different body shape, I would be really okay being this skinny, super skinny person. But I don't have that body type, so it doesn't look right on me. Mm-hmm. So I just fit whatever works for me. And that's like for me and social media. There's no real comparison there. I do know like a lot of girls struggle with that though.
Mm-hmm. Because everything looks perfect online. Which
yeah.
In reality, I think social media is meant to. It's meant to mm-hmm. paint an image. And that's why there's like filters, you know, these like transitions, edits, all these things to make it look pitch perfect, like your own movie, essentially. 'Cause it kind of looks like that nowadays.
Yeah.
But in terms of like media, okay, this is like, I'm going to go a little sidetrack right now.
Okay.
because we didn't grow up with like the level of media there is today.
Yeah.
Unless you looked at magazines, which I didn't, you know,
me like neither.
We were outside playing, too busy with our own little worlds, whatever. I didn't pay any attention to anything else, which I'm so glad we grew up in that time period, where we didn't have to worry about that because it saved us for sure. But I remember growing up, like, especially being a, like, hanging out with other Korean girls, I was always, like, the thicker one. I was never, like, your tiny, average Korean girl that you see online. Like, I was never that. So but my body imagery started from a long time ago. And I've also had I was very athletic. I've always liked playing outdoors, so I had very muscular legs since I was young. And people would call me thunder thighs and, like, you know, those are things that I actually embraced that because I was like, okay, you know what? Like, yeah, sure, whatever. But growing up, I can admit that media does get to me sometimes. Whether it comes out of jealousy or whether it comes out of just like maybe encouragement sometimes where I'm like, I look at someone, I'm like, wow, she looks so good. Like that is my body goals. That's what I'm trying to go for. Like this is something similar that I want to achieve, you know, and it's hard for me to sometimes not think of that direction. So that being said, carrying on to like tips for listeners for if social media does affect you, and it does make you compare your body, because I think that's normal and it's, you know, it's just kind of reminding yourself of the things that I was saying earlier, like reminding yourself that that person isn't you. You are individual. And also, everyone's starting to look the same. And I don't actually know if I want to look like a clone of everyone else. I like the uniqueness. So that is also something to keep in mind. But just deactivate or cleanse from social media because it helps. And actually, you start spending a lot of time focusing on your own self and where you want to be instead of dreaming about where you want to be or dreaming about someone else's life. You're like focused on your own life.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. That's kind of weird. Like, don't do that. Just live your own life. Like, yes, okay, like, I wish I could do this or have aspirations and dreams, but to compare yourself to another person and want another person's life, which is fine, like, that could be a part of your manifestation, but not, like, to that degree. It's just weird. Just live your life. You have different people in your life, and
yeah.
But this is a takeaway quote that comparison is the thief of joy.
It is.
And the more you compare, the unhappier you are most likely going to be. And so that's something to think about. And mm-hmm. also, if you're not happy with how you look or feel, do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Just eat healthier or drink more water or whatever it is. Take some vitamins.
Get more sleep. Get active. Yeah, I think everything is in the power of the beholder. If you're not happy with where you are, get up and do something about it.
Yeah, nothing's going to change if nothing changes.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, hey, side note, this isn't like in our notes, but if our girls grow up one day and they get to this part of their life where they start comparing, what advice would you give her?
Oh, I've already, like, tacked it in my brain. Like, you are beautiful the way you are. I tell her right now. Yeah. Like, she doesn't understand me right now. Yeah. She may not, but I'm already telling her that she is perfect. You are as perfect as you can be. No one is perfect, but you are beautiful just the way you are.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. And I don't think I heard that enough when I was young. And so I'm making it a point to say that to my daughter or daughters, because I want them to know you are literally, you're amazing. You're beautiful. You know, like, you don't have to worry about others. Don't worry about what other people say. Especially boys are very critical of the way women look. Yeah. And I'm like, they are the last people you should listen to.
They're so dumb. I mean, like, when you're growing up in, you know, elementary and middle school, they don't know what they're talking about when they call you thunder thighs, because they called me thunder thighs, too, because I'm just thicker than other Asian women. And so it's just they're so dumb. Like, don't even listen to them. And then another thing is, I would do affirmations with my kids early, maybe
good.
Around 3. When they actually understand. And just simple things like, I am strong, I am smart, I'm beautiful. And just making sure that they are their own voice in their mind. Because it's easy to listen to whatever anyone else is saying. Especially when they're so young. But that's a small piece. But also, another thing, I think my sisters and I, for the most part, were really good at not comparing. And I think it's because my mom let us creatively express ourselves. That's going to be super tough for me, honestly. But I'm going to let them do that and see how it goes. Because you just, in this young childhood stage of life, you don't even know yourself. You just want to play. So just having them enjoy that and letting them figure out who they are. Because if you don't know who you are, how do you know not to listen to others or compare yourself to others? So you just have to be more confident in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think that plays a huge part, too.
That
in
is.
Being, you know, self-confident, body positive, mm-hmm. loving yourself, all goes hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also, that being said, not to carry this on too much longer, but I was reading this book and it was basically talking about love, but in this aspect of when you do an action long enough and you mean it, those become true, even if you may mm-hmm. not believe it from the start. So kind of like that fake it till you make it mentality. Tell yourself and act. If you don't love who you are right now and don't love your body, even though you are making changes, act and think like you do. And mm-hmm. eventually you will. I think that was also a good practice.
Yeah. I've done that practice too.
Yeah.
And I will say it worked for me. And at one point, I didn't even remember when I stopped because I just believed it.
Mm-hmm. It's powerful.
It's changing your mentality about yourself.
Yeah, it's like deliberate changes. And if you keep telling yourself something, it'll become true. That also goes for the opposite direction. If you keep telling yourself you're ugly, you're really going to be ugly.
So, yeah. And ugly can go in a lot of ways, not just physically.
Yeah, no. But if you're like telling yourself negative things, those negative things are going to be true.
It's like asking for bad juju. Like, that's literally what you're asking for, because you're just like walking around wanting bad stuff to happen to you almost.
Yeah.
Not on purpose, but in a way, I feel like it would lead. It's like dominoes. Once you start thinking about bad things, it doesn't stop at just your body. It goes further into your work, into your life, into your relationships and all those things. So, yeah, let's just not bleed the negative. It spreads faster than positive.
Yeah, like we're setting ourselves up for success in 2025, not for failure. So,
yeah. Yep, that's it.
Just think good things.
All good things. So love yourself. We love you, besties. Talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
Bye.